fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Friday, the 9th of July. The prepper tip today is get yourself a greenhouse. Learn how to grow your own fruits and vegetables. Get the largest greenhouse that you can afford for your needs. Obviously, don't get more than you need. And get it set up and start learning how to grow your own fruits and vegetables. That's your prepper tip of the day. Okay, we're going to have open lines this hour. And I just got a note from one of our listeners. And he sent me a article published at Hal Turner's website, halturnerradioshow.com. Which is one of these things that, if it's true, it's very alarming. If it is true, there's a couple of nationwide gasoline stations, Pilot, Flying J, and Cinex. We have Flying J near me, and I've been to a number of Cinex gas stations also, that they're being told by their corporate headquarters that the next fuel delivery will be your last when your tanks reach 10% shutdown. Well, this is, like I say, if it's true, it's very disturbing. I'll be topping off my tanks and my vehicles today. It should be done anyway. And just so I got that, at least some fuel on hand, I've got 15 gallons of unleaded premium with no alcohol in it in storage, not much, but it's enough for a good trip, 15 gallons. So we'll see. We'll see. They got the date wrong here. It says there is as yet no explanation at all for why these gas stations owner operators are being told this, but reports claim they have in fact been told today. It said Friday, the July 8th, which is obviously Friday the 9th. Then it concludes with, this does not bode well for fuel supplies, tank up. There's an update here. Love service stations, our gas station being told the same thing. The next fuel delivery will be the last. When they get down to 10% of your capacity, shut down your operation. Why 10%? Because they don't want to suck up that stuff that's at the bottom of the tank into the system and clog up the filters and everything else. That's why they say shut down at 10%. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I'll be traveling past a Flying J later today. I might just stop and inquire with the proprietor if there's any truth to this. And of course, it's something that you can do also if you have a Love's gas station near you, or Flying J, or Pilot, or Cinex. Stop in and ask the manager if there's any truth to this rumor, and report back to me so I can report to everybody else. That could help us all. Scary times we live in. Very scary. We are in the middle of biological warfare right now. It's hurting a lot of people. We've had more than 250,000 vaccine injuries. Last I checked, about 5,000 plus people die from the non-vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy is what it is. It's a kill shot. Looks like we got a caller in hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. I want to speak about the COVID-19 vaccine. Simply put, this is how workplaces are bypassing the HIPAA law. And I'll give you one example, but Delta Airlines and a lot of these other places are requiring their people to be fully vaccinated or have a variation of that. And also around this country, the Methodist Houston Hospital requires 100% vaccination of their people, and 100-something people went against it, and the judge went with the hospital. But at my workplace, they have a two-tiered system at my workplace to where if you're vaccinated, they give you a sticker to put on your badge. But if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask and socially distance. So that's how my workplace is bypassing the HIPAA law.
Uh-huh.
And in New Hampshire, there was a school in Exeter, New Hampshire, where they are marking the people for the prom who are not vaccinated, and they were treated as lepers. So there's different variations of how the HIPAA law is being bypassed, and how you're slowly seeing a two-tiered system start to develop. And it doesn't have teeth yet, but when it really gets teeth, plus Biden is sending his squad over to people's houses to find out if they're vaccinated or not. So there's a variety of news stories out there of how these vaccines are closing in on the people, and it's either do or die. It's either you take the vaccine or you get treated as a leper or worse. Before I go, what is your projection on what's going to happen with these vaccines? Will it peter out? Will it fade away and just fall apart? Or will it turn into all-out biological warfare?
Well, it's already all-out biological warfare. That's already the case. They're attempting to instill more fear in people right now with what they call the Delta variation of it. And get this whole thing started all over again to convince people who have not received the COVID shot to go ahead and take it.
But in other words, when it gets to 70% people vaccinated, will they just say, okay, we hit 70% vaccinated people, we'll just leave the 30% alone, which I'm hoping to be in the 30% category?
Well, the restrictions won't go away. That's I don't see that happening. And the deaths will really ramp up in the fall when the normal flu season begins is when I think the death toll will really take off.
You're right about that. Yeah. And also, too, when I go inside stores, they don't even ask me if I was vaccinated or not. So I'm pretty, at least in Massachusetts and even in New Hampshire, I'm able to walk inside stores as a customer. They don't even ask if I got the vaccine or not. They just leave me alone. And just probably assume I'm vaccinated. So that's why I asked that question of whether this is just going to peter out or whether it's just going to really, really get worse.
They can't afford to let it peter out. They want to kill us all. So they can't afford to do that. They're just going to make it worse. That's what they're going to do.
John, I thank you for your answers, and John, okay. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is a call I've been looking for, a man in the industry of delivering fuel to gas stations. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I heard the tail end of your last comment, something about fuel. Fill me in, and I'll let you know what I know about it. Something about shutting the pumps off when the tanks are at 10%.
Right. Well, there's a residue at the bottom of these tanks that would clog up the filters in the system.
Oh, John, there's no residue in the tanks.
There's not?
Years ago, there was, okay?
Okay. Well,
because the tanks
guy.
Were made out of steel.
I'm an old guy. I remember the old days. That's all I know. Go ahead.
Okay. Right now, they're fiberglass. Diesel fuel will grow an algae, but there's so much fuel that goes through the tanks, and the filters are cleaned and replaced so often, there's no danger of getting junk out of the tank unless there happens to be water that hasn't been pumped out due to condensation. What Flying J and all the other companies do, say, for instance, you've got a 20,000-gallon store, they attempt to stop the delivery at 18,000 gallons capacity. Headroom to keep from overfilling the tank. But if there's room in the tank, you put the fuel in the tank. The expansion is not going to cause a spill, and the fuel consumption is so great that we're taking one or two loads, three loads, four loads a day.
Hello, John.
A little bit early. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you're, I don't know if everybody, I lost your audio there for about 8 or 10 seconds. Well, the main question is not about the residue in the tanks. The main question is there truth to the story that these deliveries are going to terminate? No more deliveries of fuel to these service stations.
Money to be made. The deliveries are not going to terminate. The companies are about making money. They make money by putting fuel in the ground to bring people in to buy beer and cigarettes. Very little profit on fuel, really. The one that profits on fuel is the state and federal government with taxes. Basically, gasoline and diesel are a loss leader. They're necessary to keep the economy in motion.
Okay, I'm not hearing John.
That's where the profit is at.
Okay.
You know, it's running the economy. Now, Michael, in Boston, I was always taught by my parents, if you had to ask a question, you already knew the answer. They're not going to let this go. John's correct. They want us dead because we are enemies of the state, because we are non-compliant. We do not consent to being run and controlled by a tyrannical government. So you're an enemy of the state. Yahoo News, I read an article this morning. Yahoo News has posted an article where they're blaming the unvaccinated people in the Midwest and Southeast for the recurrence of COVID, causing people that have already been vaccinated to become ill. So apparently the vaccine doesn't work. The ones that are unvaccinated are not getting sick. And they love the people so much, John, that they close the comments. When you try to comment, they say, we value everybody's right to have their opinion, so comments are closed. Because if you could read the comments that they received, it was all telling them that they're crazy as a tick to go urinate up a rope, and they couldn't take it, so they closed the comments. The cabal is controlling the narrative, folks. We got to understand that. You got to understand the truth is no longer allowed. John, I seen a video half an hour ago from Rick Wiles where he said he's not going to allow anyone to coerce him into receiving the vaccine or forcibly injecting him with the vaccine. And now Rick Wiles supposedly has COVID. So What are they doing, folks? What are they doing? When you can't tell the truth, when you don't have the ability to say yes or no of what's going to go into your body that is untested. I said it a couple weeks ago. the world is the lab tests, the field trial. They know what they're doing. Dr. Fauci is literally the angel of death, the Grim Reaper. Bill Gates is literally Devil Bill Gates. They want people dead. Anybody that won't go along with the global reset and the New World Order must die. Take that to the bank. That's their mindset. And I don't care what they do with this body. This world is very... I live to be 100. I'm not living very long. When in terms of eternity and forever, 100 years is spit in the ocean. These people are going to have their day, and they're going to...
We lost you there, John. Hello, John. We lost John. Maybe he'll get back with us. Well, John always has some words of wisdom for us, and we do thank him for that. And if he comes back, he's back. The call number is 512-248. Are you back, John? I thought.
Hear me?
I hear you now. Are you in a remote area?
In a remote area in Illinois this morning. I'm actually in the middle of the country. Right. But what I was saying was Rick Wiles has come down with COVID because he got on Twitter and actually posted a one-minute video where he's talking about he will refuse to be coerced by what he calls COVID maniacs to take a vaccine, and he's not going to submit himself to be forcibly injected with the vaccine. And now Rick Wiles supposedly has COVID. So what are they able to do with technology? What are they able to do with Wi-Fi and with 5G and with, this soup that we're all swimming in? I wonder why so many people have tinnitus. You're in a Wi-Fi stew, folks. Into the ocean, surrounded by magnetic resonance, and some RF frequency frying pan. I wonder why you're getting sick. The only hope we have is in Jesus Christ, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Well said, John. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're in war right now. Biological warfare is another form of warfare, and that's what's taking place. This was contrived years in advance. They did their little training exercise the fall of 2019, basically saying then what they would begin doing just a couple of months with that training exercise. The real goal is to get people to accept and want the vaccination. That's the real goal. The COVID-19 is just a way to get us there. That's all that is. To instill enough fear through ignorance that people will demand the vaccine for themselves. And we're in the middle of it. We're absolutely in the middle of it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good, sir. What's on your mind?
I haven't heard anybody mention it, but that president that was assassinated, I think, down there, it was in Haiti, I believe.
Right.
One of the things that seems to be coming out about this is that Haiti refused to accept the vaccines. He wasn't going to let the people down there get these vaccines. I think he knew what the score was.
Right.
One of the things that, I can't say that his assassination was because he wouldn't do that, but it's funny that the day he was assassinated, that same day, they came out with a report saying how bad the COVID was down there. Well, from reports from before,
Charlie, hold on. We got a break here. We're right back.
Hey there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday the 9th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great way to protect your car, your generator, your solar panels, and a wonderful discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Charlie, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Okay. excuse me. But, as I was saying, the same day that he died or was assassinated, they came out with a report about how bad the COVID was down there. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't pan out with the previous reports from the COVID reports that they had gotten from that area of Haiti down there, where it said that they had about it was below the average of other Central American countries in that area down there. And not only that, but it seemed to be on par with, well, we already know, was the flu, you know, the deaths from the COVID, what seemed to coincide with that, the deaths of the flu, you know. So, wow, what a surprise. Well, anyway, it looks like that this guy may have been assassinated because he wouldn't let them bring in the shocks. Now, I know that's a stretch, but I don't see it as a stretch really at all, because this whole thing, I think, is being manipulated from the higher-ups. You know,
of course it is. Of course it is. That's a given.
You know, and people that are higher up than even our presidents, you know? So,
presidents are just employees.
Yeah, yeah. The name Rothschild came up the other day. I'm not going to say the Rothschilds are involved, but I would be highly surprised if they weren't. You know, but anyway, the point is that these big, big money people, like Charles Schwab, we already know about him. He's involved, probably. Bill Gates, all these people. So, yeah, we're looking at something that could be a nation builder now. They're going to be going around killing off people who don't let the vaccine in. So, we're looking at a whole new world coming about here, John. We really are. And this vaccine situation is going to be right in the middle of it, you know. Of what's going on. I think they're going to try to make them mandatory here in the U.S. too, even though Biden says he's not going to do it or whatever. I think that he's being controlled by them. And I think that if they say he's going to have to do it, he'll do it. At any rate, that's all I wanted to comment on. We've just got this COVID situation thing is we're in a world of mess with this problem with this, phony disease. I call it a phony disease because it's never been isolated. And with these horrendous vaccines, that's the real problem of the whole thing, the tests and the vaccines. I would advise everybody out there not to get tested and not take the vaccine.
Absolutely.
That's all I had to say.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you. Appreciate it. Our next call. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you, John, for accepting this call. I appreciate your continuing and constant education of people with respect to the coronavirus. I would like to offer some history, if I can, please.
Please.
With respect
please.
To the polio vaccine. In 1969, due to my precocious nature, that's the only word I can use when there's ladies or maybe younger children there. At Vanderbilt Teaching Hospital, I was granted access to the handwritten notes of Jonas Salk, who made the polio vaccine. Strong interest, because I hold a world record with respect to polio, and verified many. Anyway, in his handwritten notes, there were live, dead, and mutated polio put into the vaccine. In addition, there were 210 monkey viruses. Now, not everybody got the same shot. They mixed different batches so that some people would get so many of these and so many of that and so forth. Quite complex. And every single vaccine had a code on it so that they could track people to see what happened to them. Anyway, Jonas Salk completed the vaccine here in the United States prior to having any cases of polio anywhere in the world. The method to spread the vaccine was mosquitoes. Your listeners may want to look up Punta Gorda, Florida, and you may find out that 11 million...
Hold on. Jerry, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're back. Are we back? We're back. Okay. Sometimes this gets away from me. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, and we'll be adding to it. My webmaster is supposed to be back in town the next day or two. Get caught up on the things that have been put off, the Rumble archives, the intelligence briefing, and, of course, the new postings on the COVID panels. Very important. Always new information coming out, new scary information. And, of course, energy cleaners. I talk about energy cleaners a lot because I like helping people to get their life back. If you are not doing the things you want because of arthritis pain, maybe dancing, walking in the park, playing tennis, playing golf, riding a horse, whatever it is, riding a bicycle because of arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. Check it out at my website. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And the mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin, full, queen, king, California king. You can place your order right there at my website for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. I box it up and take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tonight there's an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $7.95, I think it is. How about that? Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jerry, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Let's continue. You mentioned, I know you've mentioned this before, what the record is you set for polio, but people don't know. Tell us briefly what that record is.
I'm the only one in the world that has had polio three times.
Okay.
That was re-verified in 1969. You know, the last time I got it, it was in 1961. And anyway, you know, people didn't believe the newspaper reports. They said, that can't be true. So they went and they checked, and this is in 69 when I'm just telling you when I gained access to the hidden secret notes of Jonas Salk. And anyway, so the Punta Gorda, Florida experiment with 11 million infected mosquitoes with polio led me to look into many other diseases that happens or had happened in our country and the world. And, you know, there are dozens of examples where the United States government, under various branches of it, have participated in infecting people. Now, in the modern world, they use aerosol cans. Now, those aerosol cans can simply be having a man walking into the wind, walking through a crowd, pushing the button 15, 20 seconds, walking on another minute, pushing the button. Or they can use drones. So there's a lot of complex things that are involved in this, but the most important one that I discovered in 1991 was I read a verse, and it said, gold and silver and copper are to be used for money. It then goes on and says, but this is not the original use of gold and silver and copper. And I said, okay, you ding-dong, how come you don't know this? So I started studying gold, silver, and copper with respect to funguses and viruses. I'll use the term nanoparticles because people understand that's a small particle, but you don't have to have that small of particles. And I use, quite frankly, I hope people will listen to this, I have a tea kettle, you know, thing you boil water in. I have a tenth of a gram, one gram of gold, not a tenth of a gram, not an ounce of gold. And it's in my tea kettle. Everything that I have in the way of like coffee or tea or anything when I'm cooking, that water comes from that kettle. In addition, there's a mercury dime, because that's as pure silver as I know you can get, and an Indian head copper penny in there. Anyway, that creates and that kills, you know, viruses and funguses. You can go to your local hardware store, and you can get some copper sulfate, and you can mix it accordingly and spray it on your plants to kill funguses. And it also kills viruses. Very simple to do that. Mm-hmm. So people, what is happening due to their capacity and availability to do research, and I sincerely understand people not, you know, they're working their tails off, the working guy, busting their butts, getting all the extra overtime they can to make ends meet. They don't have 6 to 8 hours a day to devote to research. But the entire country is failing to do something. And it's very simple. He who fails to study history is doomed to repeat it.
That's right.
And so I wish people... Now, by the way, if you want to get a gram of gold, I don't sell gold. I have no contacts with that. I'm not making any money, never make any money on doing so when I'm trying to help people. Oh, and I turned down $10 million in 1990, you know, that I could have been paid lawfully and legally. And I said, oh, no, I'm doing this to help somebody. This is another subject. I don't do that. Anyway, people can go get a gram of gold off of eBay, and you must get the gram of gold in a sealed pouch, a certified sealed pouch, $65 to $75 last time I checked. That includes shipping. And then it's easy to get up a mercury dime or Indian head copper penny
right,
and put it in there. Now, here's where I get in trouble when I got a big mouth like I do. If there was an attractive lady that wasn't married, that had COVID, I'd be happy to French kiss her, because I don't believe that I have anything that will allow a fungus or a virus to intrude my body. Now, this doesn't apply to people that have defective genes, mutated genes, that have Canaanite genes. Those people are going to die no matter what they do. And the whole fight that we're in right now is trying to educate the people that have proper genes to not take the vaccine.
That's
right.
I'm
sure you've heard of prying something from my cold, dead hand.
Right, right.
And that will not be, you know, mistaken about me. However, I also add a caveat to this. When this breaks out, I shall not fight for the left, and I will not fight for the right, being political points of view. I will sit back and allow people to call me a coward, people that know nothing about me, and I will endure that, and I will let the left and the right sort of decimate each side before I take up that item in my cold, dead hand. And people have to understand, this is not going to end, and there is so much more information that I have discovered on a time schedule. The initial time schedule with a qualified individual with the books open takes about 25 minutes, and they just about want to pass out. And they go, oh, my God. And I go, yeah. And I have a timeline I've been able to find, and it has held 100% true. However, since that one timeline of 9/11, you remember the Twin Towers.
Right, of course.
That is that particular timeline that is able to be found, if you know what you're doing, in a certain book that most people do not study. In that book, it tells you, is it not written in the book of Jasher, another place? Is it not written in the book of Enoch? And in one of those books, it says, is it not written in the book of Jubilees? And nobody takes that as a command to start studying. They don't go out and buy it. They don't ascertain the fact that the book of Enoch was originally translated, and within 20 years... the Vatican and the Anglican Church decided to hire a clown named Charles. They don't go out and buy both books. Well, there were 28 versions of the book of Enoch, and I decided to buy 10 of them. And besides the first two I mentioned to you, all the other books were based on Charles. So you can't even get a flavor until you understand what you're after and research it. I also would like to point out to you that there are 8 states right here in this country that have very, very low vaccine rates. those eight states, and I'll go to Springfield, Missouri. And if my memory is correct, when the Delta variant came out, they had 19 people in Springfield come down for the Delta variant.
Right.
And they researched these 19 people. None of them had left the state. None of them had been on some kind of journey around the state. And yet they come down with a coronavirus, the new Delta variant. If you continue the studies, you will find that these eight states that have the low rates of vaccine, they all got blasted first with the Delta variant. They will continue. It's a muting, a growing mutated thing, and it ain't going away.
Well, and if you really want to do... It's a biological weapon. It's a biological weapon.
Of course. Here, isn't it? It will never go away. I mean, we are at that timeline where they have to enforce the buy and sell clause. Now, the buy and sell clause is how they're grabbing most people. Hey, you can't come in our store and buy anything unless we dictate to you your medical, you know, what you want. That's what they're after. The vaccine test. They are unequivocally doing genetic testing to determine how many people do not have mutated genes already in their body. And so the subject keeps getting deeper and deeper. But if you want to trust in the Father in heaven, you're not going, and I'll quote, make no piercings of your body. Don't listen to me. He says unequivocally, do not make any piercings in your body. Since I was 11 years old, and I didn't know what I just said, I have never allowed a vaccine to go in me. I have never allowed my family to have a vaccine until they got away from it and they started taking vaccines. And I wouldn't take a vaccine if you put a 350 of any type. Cock 357 to my forehead, I'd say, ha-ha, and laugh at them. And it takes courage. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm the most courageful guy in the world, but I have one goal, and that is to complete the marriage laws that are in existence by the Father's law. And when you get into that, what do you mean? What do you mean the marriage laws? The marriage laws were broken, and it required the groom, being the only begotten son of the father, to die. And now we are at the time frame where the individuals, not the tribes, they were all divorced. It tells you in the good book how the tribes were divorced. Now it's time for the individuals to be divorced. The word COVID, you read COVID. All English and all languages were originally read from the right to the left.
Right.
So if you read COVID from the right to the left, it spells D-I-V-O-C, Divoc. Go into early English. That is the word for divorce. The various rich Canaanites have an organization called Divos. That, in early English, means multiple divorces. Do your homework, people. Don't trust me. Find some way to learn how to get to a big library and be nice to the elderly librarians. If you're polite with them, you're not pushy. When they discover what you're after, they may walk you into a world that you have no idea. Someday I hope to call in about the government of this country and people that are saying, oh, we're going to restore the republic and so forth. I've got a host of U.S. Supreme Court cases that made me cry when I found them because I was called a conservative constitutionalist. And people don't have the time. And you got to do some homework, people. You've got to go back into trusting the Father in heaven. By the way, I started getting in trouble in second grade because it tells you in the good book where the only begotten son says, call none father save he that is in heaven. Right. Yet on your birth certificates, you're told, this is your father, and you're raised all your life to break that law. The priest, they call him a father. I started reading that out loud in catechism because all the other classes were, infantile to me. And I got severely beat on a constant basis because I would read the actual words from the Bible on subject after subject. People, do your homework or else you're going to be really upset. You better make up your mind about what's in your cold, dead hand and choose that. Thank
Jerry,
you for your time.
Thank you for your call. We got our last break.
Every single
call
to your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. We got a couple of callers. We'll see if we can get them both in here. First, we have Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Hey, John, I'll try to be quick. I was listening early this morning. There was a foreign reporter, a lady. I don't know if she was from Haiti or where, but it seemed like maybe she was with her accent. And she was saying that that they have evidence showing that it was a professional hit, and that the people were real upset because this president was getting ready to expose and show evidence to where the Clintons, the CIA, and even the Vatican and Jeffrey Epstein was all in cahoots, to where they was, when they had that big tsunami and all the money that they gathered never went to the people, and it wound up most of it going to the Vatican and so forth, and that the children that was taken was, which that was busted one time. We do know that they got busted for that. It was using churches and so forth, but was taken to Epstein's. Epstein was involved in Jeffrey Epstein. And anyhow, there was something else I was going to say about it, but I'll try to get off so I can let it. But I don't know. I don't have any way of proving it myself. All I know is what the reporter said. She was very serious, and the people was very upset. And I assume that somebody's got the evidence still, I would imagine, and maybe it'll come forth, or, you know, but I guess they're pretty upset with the Clintons and the CIA, over, and, well, all of them, I guess. So that's what I heard just this morning.
All right,
I'll let you go. Bye.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate the call, Al. Or the caller dropped. That's okay. We're pretty much out of time here. What a week. Every week we continue to find more information that's scarier than the week before. We try to do our best to vet this information to verify that it's true or not. That's difficult sometimes. We do our best, and we'll continue to do that. We will continue to do that here at Republic Broadcasting, not just myself, but all the wonderful hosts here at Republic Broadcasting. If you like Republic Broadcasting and you feel moved to do so, please make a donation to republicbroadcasting.org. Mr. Statmiller would appreciate it, and I would appreciate it. And, yes, a weekend coming up. I hope you have a great weekend. You have some time with friends and family. Do something fun. And it will be a great weekend for you. And we'll get back at this Monday morning, as we do every Monday. So, yes, what a world we live in. Movie night tomorrow night at the American Legion here in Davisville. Doors open at 6. Movie starts at 7. We're going to have a couple of new folks there. Listeners of John Moore Radio Show that just moved to the area, and it'll be great to see them. So stay alert, keep your spiritual house in order, get your skill sets squared away, first aid, CPR, ham radio skills, and get ready for what's coming. I don't know exactly what's coming, but I have a very bad feeling about it, and we'd be well advised just to get prepared right now. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because